Most of the time, a client will not understand the problems with their credit score, even though they have read that information from the source they obtain it from. Once you get that copy of that information for your review, share with the client that you already see problems that you can solve, but don't give them information on how you are going to perform that task. You are the credit consultant, and supposed to get paid for this information. Get paid first, before you provide any information. Here are the next steps. 1. There are privacy laws. Make sure you protect your client's information against identity theft. Check the Credit Consultants Association's website in the members area for compliance information. Know this before moving to step 2. 2. After you have checked compliance rules. Next, make sure you obtain your client's credit reports and scores from all three bureaus before you meet with them, in order to properly access their problems and to be able to develop a strategy to increase their credit scores. It is important to know exactly where the client stands credit-wise. Ask the client if they have used a credit repair firm in the past. This is very important, and will be explained in the very last step in this audio section. 3. As a consultant, you can establish an arrangement, or become an affiliate, with a credit reporting service, such as Credit Karma, Credit.com, or other sources that offers credit services. This is to be able to assist the client in obtaining their credit reports and scores, especially if they have already used their option to obtain a free one from annualcreditreport.com. In addition, sometimes it is best to pay for these reports and scores from other sources than the free one, in order to gain more information regarding the client's problems. As an affiliate, you have created another profit center for your business. You could actually direct your client to your affiliate and obtain their credit scores over the phone. Most clients won't know the process, and while they are on the phone, you can get their credit card and get their credit information on the fly. They will assist by answering the questions for you in real time. This way you can get their credit scores and report promptly. This will take up more time, but this action could be considered the personal touch that many clients desire. Or you can just have your clients perform this task themselves by giving them the URL to click. Then give you the password to access the information online. The client must be aware that this could cost around $34 to $59 to get their credit scores from all three bureaus. And again, they can get their credit report free from annualcreditreport.com, but would have to pay for the scores. 4. Please remember that you can talk until you are red in the face, but until you know the client's official credit position, you cannot help them. In other words, do not take their word regarding what is on their credit report and their scores. You will know when you see the actual documentations. 5. Once you get the credit report and score, develop a plan of action to increase their credit score. Deleting items may not be the only option. Sometimes, the process could be more about rearranging credit balances, how they pay their bills, or making sure the credit bureaus are reporting the correct credit card limits. 6. Let's say that your client has a late payment on an account that is 5 years old and now closed. If you dispute the negative item, it may come off, but the client's score could actually go down. Why? Because the length of credit is very important, and you just deleted an account that may be helping the client's score because of the length. Be careful and understand the credit factors in the Credit Consultants Association training guide before you just start disputing inaccurate negative items in your client's report. This is very important to your success as a credit consultant to understand this matter. 7. You will show your clients their starting credit score. Your job will be totally completed when the score has improved to an acceptable level, or when you help the clients reach their credit goals. Sometimes it means suggesting new trade lines for your client. They will have to be willing to take your advice, such as using credit building bank loans and secure credit cards, or merchandising cards that actually report to a credit bureau. 8. Remember, as a credit consultant, you will find out your client's goals and base your success on fulfilling their needs. They may just want to get a mortgage with the best interest rates possible. Whatever the case may be, your job is to help them reach their credit goals. 9. After you prepare letters of dispute, make sure you have your follow-up system in place. I recommend that you get one of the software programs listed in this manual. That was simple, wasn't it? All you have to do is follow these steps and you are in business. Now you need clients. This is where marketing will come into play. Items you need from clients. It is good to have a copy of the following items from your clients. 1. Driver's license or state ID card. This is important because sometimes credit bureaus ask for two types of identifications. 2. Your social security card if you have it, or any document that shows your name and social security number, such as W-2 forms, paycheck stubs, bank statements, medical insurance card, etc. 3. Any one of the following, showing your name and current address: electric, gas, water, or cable TV bill, voter's or auto registration card, or the top part of any bank statement. 4. Documentation that will assist in identifying any errors, misrepresentations, or omissions. Keep in mind that credit bureaus have up to 30 days to investigate disputes. However, if you received a free annual report, they have 45 days. Inquiries. Multiple hard inquiries can hurt your score, even after the application has been approved or denied. A creditor should run your credit once when you apply for a loan. If you end up with several hard inquiries based on the creditor, especially after they have either approved or declined your loan application, contact the credit bureau to have the inquiry reclassified. The Fair Credit Reporting Act allows only credit or collection inquiries to be reported to third parties. Dealing with bankruptcy disputes. 1. Make sure that you do not send your client's bankruptcy papers to the credit bureau, even if they are requested. They will usually include good accounts not included as part of the bankruptcy. Also, every creditor listed in your credit report could be listed too. This could really lower your score. 2. Make sure that the filing date is correct. 3. Most credit reports with a bankruptcy have discharged accounts that still show a balance in many instances. 4. In some cases, many creditors will continue to access your client's credit file and in the process possibly lower their credit scores. Please note, they do not have the right or permission to access your credit report after the discharge, and there is a $1,000 penalty for each violation. Check your credit, and if they have violated your rights, call an attorney that collects on these types of claims. There are many available and even advertise on TV regarding this matter, such as Morgan & Morgan Attorney at Law. Your bankruptcy attorney could help you with this, however, you may need to educate them on this matter. Dealing with Chapter 13 Bankruptcy. Although Chapter 13, Wage Earner Plans, bankruptcies are usually deleted in 7 years, they could remain for up to 10 years. Why? Because they are covered under Title 11 of the United States Bankruptcy Code. A voluntary bankruptcy petition may be reported for 10 years from the date that it is filed, because the filing of the petition constitutes the entry of an order for relief under this subsection, just like a filing under the Bankruptcy Act 11, U.S.C. 301. Under Section 605A2, suits and judgments which, from date of entry, antedate the report by more than 7 years or until the governing statute of limitations has expired, whichever is the longer period. Please note, collection accounts must be deleted if the consumer no longer has the account. Why? because this account is no longer verifiable. Sometimes, accounts are passed around to multiple collection companies. Make sure that all of them are not reporting the same account. When meeting with a client, some of these next items you will hear will be redundant, but important to remember. 1. Start a log and track everything. You will need to keep all records in case you need to take legal action against a credit bureau. This is why I recommend a good credit restoration software, for example Credit Cloud or Credit Money Machine software. 2. Understand the problems and develop a strategy. Make sure you order the correct credit reports to solve their problems. 3. Get the reports. Analyze and point out pertinent and correct data. 4. You must assess the factors of their current credit score and try to resolve why the client has this score. The credit bureau will provide data on this. Then determine what to dispute and what not to dispute. Next, you must determine how you are going to dispute the items. 5. You do not want to cause irrevocable damage to your client's report. 6. There are some things that cannot be undone if you make a mistake. 7. Do not dispute an item simply because it is showing or not showing in different credit bureau reports. What you do in one credit report could affect all reports. Assess each report for each bureau, they usually have different scores. Make a decision on why an item affects the score at that bureau. If you tell the credit bureau that another credit bureau is not showing a negative account, all three bureaus could end up with that same negative account. Be smart and deal with issues affecting the score. 8. It is okay to leave some bad marks on your client's credit reports. They do not have to be squeaky clean. Your goal should be to increase their credit scores. 9. Do not dispute negative accounts that actually increase your client's scores. Remember the credit factors, payment history, credit use, type of credit, length of history, and inquiries. What if your client has a limited credit history and you dispute old trade lines accounts, those over 2 years old? Do you know what would happen? It will affect one of the credit factors, length of history. You must understand how each of these factors relates to your client's score. Again, all the guesswork is done for you when obtaining your client's score factors that are affecting their scores from the source they obtained them. 10. If you mess up and dispute accounts that help their score, it is usually impossible to get these closed accounts re-reported after they have been deleted. So, don't dispute old and irrelevant late payments. Remember, credit scores are affected by things under 2 years old. Many accounts older than 2 years do not matter anymore. A charge-off deleted from your account can lower FICO scores. In this matter, the account history increases the scores by more points than are lost due to the charge-off. 11. Be careful of false or frivolous disputes. If your client used a credit repair firm in the past, the credit bureau could have a record that they directly lied to them, and this could hold up in court. Make sure there is consistency in what was said before